A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the crowds, "Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you lock people out of the kingdom of heaven. You do not go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you cross to make a single convert, and as much child of hell as yourselves." Gospel of the Lord. Today, the Church remembers St. Rose of Lima, the first canonized saint of the Americas. To this very day, on the corner of Tacna Avenue and Callao Street in Lima, Peru, one could see the small one-room adobe hermitage that St. Rose built with her very hands around the year 1600. As a young student of theology, I had the privilege of living on that very same street corner. Three blocks away, just down the street at the Priory of St. Dominic, Rose's dear friend and confidant, Martin de Porres, lived life as a Dominican brother. Rose was the daughter of a wealthy aristocratic family. Martin, on the other hand, was the son of a poor black woman whose parents were brought from Africa in a slave ship. Rose and Martin were not only friends, they were saintly prophets, co-conspirators with God, contemplative activists on behalf of the poor. To use an image from our gospel story today, from Matthew's gospel, both Rose and Martin were actively involved in making sure that the doors of God's kingdom were opened wide for the sick, the poor, and the destitute. In today's gospel from Matthew, Jesus scolds the scribes and the Pharisees, those who were like the religious professionals of his day, for doing just the opposite. "You hypocrites," he says, "you lock people out of the kingdom. You do not go in yourselves, and when others are going in, you stop them." Imagine the look on Rose's parents' faces when she started bringing the sick and the destitute poor into the living room of the house. In fact, she even turned part of the house into a small hospital, pouring herself out day and night in caring for these people. And her friends doing exactly the same thing just down the street at the ministry, and some of the brothers were furious. Others, thankfully, realized that this open door policy was actually the work of God. If we remember early on in Matthew, before today's story, 14, Jesus asks the disciples a question: "Who do people say that I am?" When Peter answers the question, Jesus replies to Peter, "I have revealed this to you," he says. "Therefore, I entrust to you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you declare bound on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you declare loosed on earth shall be loosed in heaven." So he gives keys to Peter. And in a very symbolic way, we've also been given these keys through our baptism. Confronted, are using their keys to lock people out of the kingdom. Of Lima and Martin de Porres, on the other hand, used every ounce of their creativity and energy and compassion to open doors, not close. One of the last things St. Rose did before she died at the very young age of 31 was to write a letter to Rome asking for permission to found in Lima a monastery of Dominican nuns that would be open to receiving indigenous and African women. Aware that these women were discriminated against in the other monasteries and unable to enter, Rose's greatest hope at the end of her life was to open another door. Life for these women wanted to live a life of consecration, a door to God's kingdom. Martin used the keys given to them at baptism wisely, with compassion. Is there a door that we need to open up today?